And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the end of something. Each of my guests is talking about the end of something and how we can get it back. My next guest is an advocate for entrepreneurialism based right here in Simi Valley. He believes we need to awaken the entrepreneurial spirit in Ventura County before it's lost. We'll discuss getting the mindset and mechanics of a millionaire from his forthcoming book, The Entrepreneur Solution. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. And you'll want to use that number right now because we have a giveaway, two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe, and I'll give that away to the fourth caller at 639-0008. Urbane Cafe has two locations to serve you, one here in Ventura on Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other in Oxnard at the intersection of Rose and Gonzalez. That goes to the fourth caller, 639-0008. My next guest, Mel Abraham, is the founder of Business Breakthrough Academy and the creator of the Doctrines of Success DVD program. He's a highly acclaimed business speaker, a seminar leader, and a business and success strategist. Originally developed through the many endeavors of Mel himself, the concept for the Business Mastery Blueprint have been used in his work and with numerous entrepreneurs, businesses, and startups. Mel has also been touted as one of the top 25 CPAs in the San Fernando Valley Business Journal, as well as being recognized by numerous awards for his contributions as a speaker, an author, and a consultant. Mel believes that entrepreneurs hold the key to economic growth in the new economy, and we can't blame him for that. Mel's forthcoming book is titled The Entrepreneur Solution, Getting the Mindset and Mechanics of a Millionaire, and these are the teachings of Mel. Welcome to the show, Mel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Well, I am fantastic. Thank you for being our guest, not only because you're a thought leader, but also because you're based right here in Ventura County. That's a double win for us. So let's dive right into it, because it fascinates me that the best ideas come from personal experience. And you have a very interesting story about an incident that changed your life. Tell us about that, if you will, please, and how it changed your life.
Thank you. You know, it was interesting. June 27, 2009, riding my mountain bike down a hill, actually on concrete, on the asphalt. Believe it or not, a shoelace changed things and changed dynamics in my life. The shoelace got caught in the sprocket, and next thing I know, I'm airborne. Came down on my head, was completely knocked unconscious, and when I woke, found myself having difficulty speaking and at the same time not having feeling in the right side. And, you know, in that moment, I had to reconsider some things because my life had been spent really building based on my physicality, my ability to communicate. And, you know, what happens when that's taken away from you? And then at the same time, what went through my mind was the realization that in raising my son, who's now 21, and in that moment, did I really give him the tools that he needed to excel, that he needed to not just survive this lifetime, but to thrive in this lifetime, to have an impact. And you know, I wasn't happy necessarily with the answers to that, and that was the genesis of the book. You know, we often get, as entrepreneurs, we often get caught up in the concept of how do we pass on wealth, and yet we fail to consider how do we pass on the wealth of knowledge, how do we pass on the skill set, which is more important than the wealth, because with the skill set, we have the ability to magnify it, or the generations have the ability to magnify and build on it versus allow it to shrink. And so that accident really brought all of that into focus. And I said, well, how do I take all the things that I've been teaching and working with clients and entrepreneurs and my own businesses over the decades and put it into a concise summary so in a sense I can give a manual to my son, which now is going to be available to all entrepreneurs worldwide.
Well, I think that it's great, and there are a couple of things about your story that stand out in my mind, Mel. First of all, something as simple as a shoelace can change your life in an instant. That to me was remarkable. The other part is the personal philosophy that you have adopted because of that incident, that each day is a gift, it is not a right. And I think that that's something that we often forget. But let's dive into your teachings, because you're passing on your wisdom, you're passing on your skill sets to your son and now to the rest of us. Let's start with the definition of an entrepreneur. What makes today's entrepreneurs different from entrepreneurs in days gone by?
You know, I think today's entrepreneurs, I think they look at you know, three fundamental questions, and when they get this clarity in their world, it changes the dynamics of their business. It changes the dynamics of everyone they touch, and that's you know, what do you stand for? Secondarily, how are you going to show up? And third, you know, are you living your calling? And I think that, you know, at a time, you know, in the industrial age, a lot of that was building based on profits and profits alone, and profits and societal impact never really met. And today's entrepreneur, you know, I think we've gone from industrial age to information age to now the age of connection and humanity, where through technology we connect with each other, but the technology itself seems to keep us separate. And now people are just starved for that human connection. And those businesses that we've worked with, those businesses that I've analyzed, the CEOs that I've looked at, you know, that have thrived, have created a culture that people will get behind, a mission that people will get behind, and they come to work not just for the paycheck anymore. The paycheck is meaningful and important, certainly, yet what they come to work for is for the meaning they get out of it, the mission in their life, and they find that they've got a congruence and an alignment with their own values, with their own desires in their life, and by fulfilling their own desires, they fulfill the desires and the goals of the business, and at the same time leave a legacy on the community that's of a positive nature.
Well, certainly the double bottom line that you're referring to, profits and people or purpose, that is certainly part of it. My guest is Mel Abraham. He's the author of the forthcoming book, The Entrepreneur Solution. But I want to go back and focus on something that you said in that answer, Mel, and that is that technology is there to help us to communicate, but in fact, technology is keeping us separate. Now, a lot of what you talk about in your philosophy is all about communications. It's all about connecting. So talk to me about why you see technology actually keeping us separate and how we can use technology to our advantage to make those connections that you like to refer to in the book.
It's interesting. I'll explain that with a story. I remember once my son coming in to me telling me that his then-girlfriend and him were fighting. And I asked, you know, what about? He said, I'm not really sure. And at that moment, he took out his phone and he started texting. And I said, you know, what are you doing? He says, well, I told you, we're fighting. I said, through text? And he said, yes. I said, did you ever think for a moment to put down the phone, to drive over there, to look in her eyes, to see what was going on in that moment, to see what pain she's feeling and try to feel what was going on? And he looked at me with this surprised look like, oh, I guess I could do that. And we seem to take the road of technology to communicate. Say, if I put it in an email or a text, I've communicated. And the reality is that communication is based on connection. Communication is based on trust. And in order to do that, we need to create relationships. And those relationships are with customers, with vendors, with employees, with the significant others, the families of our team. All of those things come to bear. And I think that, you know, technology will facilitate the contacts. It won't facilitate the relationships. The relationships need to be personal in nature.
Well, I think the story about your son really points out the right tool for the right job, and maybe texting wasn't the best way to have that discussion. Goodness knows, over the ages, men have constantly complained that I'm fighting with my spouse, I'm fighting with my significant other, and I don't know why. I think that technology in this particular case amplified that. But Mel, let's come back to, again, one of the central theses of your book is that the soft skills, the skills that aren't taught in business school, not your balance sheet, not your cash flow statement, it's really the communication skills. It's the ability to be empathetic, to connect. Those are the important skills. So let's talk about that, because that's a dramatic shift in the entrepreneurial mindset from the past days to today. So how are these new skills important in the new economy?
Well, I think that, you know, and especially coming from a left-brain thinker as an accountant, you wouldn't think that I'd be talking about the soft skills. but the reality is that all the businesses that I've looked at, that I've worked with, that have really, really grown tremendously, is because, you know, because they're a conglomeration of human beings, of human and humanity coming together to a common cause. And if we understand that our major resource is humans, we then realize that the human element is what's going to drive the success of the business. If I can get a team of people together with a common cause, with an emotion behind it, a compelling vision behind it, and be able to communicate that at a level that not the business doesn't become a business, but it becomes a movement, the acceleration of success is amazing when you see that come about. And then this whole element of communication, when you look at the framework that we have, when we talk about the business mastery framework, you know, there's four dynamics of a business to master, and it's mindset, marketing, mechanics, and money. The one area of all of the business mastery mindset that cannot be delegated is mindset, because mindset establishes philosophy, it establishes culture. You have companies like Zappos that have a specific culture associated with it, and people are attracted to it just because of the culture. That all comes from communication, external communication to your customers, to your vendors, to the marketplace, internal communication to yourself, internal communication within your team. That all has to be congruent in a process. The rest of it, the mechanics, the marketing, the money, are affected by that culture, by it, that mindset. And many times we put the money or the marketing or the mechanics or the product in front of the mindset. And we need to get the clarity of the mindset first. What do we stand for? How are we going to show up? And are we living our calling first? Because that will permeate every other aspect of their entrepreneurial endeavor.
My guest is Mel Abraham, author of the forthcoming book, The Entrepreneur Solution, Getting the Mindset and the Mechanics of a Millionaire. So help solidify this in the minds of my listeners, Mel, if you can. Give us some examples. Now, you've already mentioned Tony Hsieh from Zappos, so I'm not going to let you use that one. But give us an example of another entrepreneur who really embraces all of the tools that you talk about in your book.
Probably one of the guys that I've seen so much of is a gentleman by the name of Gary Erickson. We certainly, some of us may not know his name, but we certainly know his product. Gary is the founder of Clif Bar, and Gary at one point in his career had the opportunity to sell his business for $120 million. And I'm not giving any information out that isn't in public record. He's published it, and literally at the moment of signing that document, he walked away from the deal. He went from putting $60 million in his pocket to putting himself $70 million in debt to buy out a partner.
Wow.
And the reason he did is he walked back into these attorneys and said, I cannot sell it. You don't believe in my mission. You don't believe in my vision. And therefore, you would not take care of my people the way I want to take care of them. And he walked away from the deal because he understood the culture and he understood that the people are more important. And today, Clif Bar is one of the greatest thriving privately held nutrition bar companies that exists, and it continues to exist.
Well, I think that's an amazing story. Talk to me, Mel, if you will, about some of the mechanics of being an entrepreneur. And one of the things this economy has shown is that an entrepreneur needs to be flexible, because you need to be able to handle disasters even when you've never encountered that disaster before. So let's get specifics. What are some tools that we can use as entrepreneurs or people within companies who have an entrepreneurial mindset to be more flexible when crises arise?
It's a great question that I think entrepreneurs many times fail to even consider at the outset. They create one path. And one of the things that I'll do with I sit on a number of boards of directors and work with entrepreneurs on this, and I'll say, let's create a plan. Let's create a vision and a plan, and let's take and create an optimal plan. And now let's take and put it aside. Once it's done, we ferret it out and we put it aside as if to put it in the trash. I said, now let's create a second plan, and let's create it all from scratch as if we didn't do the other thing. And then a third plan and a fourth plan. And in other words, what I try to do with the folks that I work with is to not create one path. The time to try and change direction is not when you're in the rapids going over Niagara Falls. The time to consider that is when you first start out, to sit back and say, what are my different alternative paths to the outcome that we're trying to achieve, and create multiple paths to that, such that if we hit an obstacle, and I should say when we hit an obstacle, because nothing goes as planned, we have already evaluated the alternatives, we already have alternative plans, and we can shift directions, you know, pretty nimbly, and continue moving. And it doesn't catch us in surprise when we get caught off guard and we haven't considered all the possibilities, or at least many of the possibilities. You know, the first reaction is panic and then paralysis before we start to go into analysis and then say, what can I do? And what I try to do with them is say, let's do that first. Let's do that right from the outset. Even if we can't consider all of the possibilities, the mere fact that we have evaluated the different possibilities more than just one puts us in a better place to handle disasters, handle obstacles, handle anything that may come up more readily. And it exercises a muscle that maybe we haven't had taken the time to exercise in the past.
Wow, that exercise alone was worth the price of admission. My guest is Mel Abram, the author of the forthcoming book, The Entrepreneur Solution. Mel, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Entrepreneur Solution?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest message in The Entrepreneur Solution really is to realize that, one, we have, you know, I hear this concept of we have an entitlement attitude in society, and I think that, you know, some people say we shouldn't have that. Well, yeah, I disagree partly. I think we do have an entitlement attitude, and we should have it. But the entitlement should be not to be taken care of, not to get handouts, not to do that. But we have the entitlement, especially in this country, to be able to embrace opportunities. And that in today's economy, where a lot of people think we're on the precipice of disaster, I think we're on the precipice of change, which brings opportunity. And to look at non-traditional ways to take responsibility for our lives and design life in the way we see it, to design a lifestyle based upon our dreams and not to look at what society says are the norms, because the norms of society are really based on the averages of society. And, you know, I don't know about you, Bill, but I certainly don't want to live an average life.
No, neither do I. Remember, the average is the best of the worst and the worst of the best. It puts you nowhere in between. My guest has been Mel Abram, author of the forthcoming book, The Entrepreneur Solution, Getting the Mindset and Mechanics of a Millionaire. Mel, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I'd have them go to my website. That's www.melabraham.com. So www.melabraham.com.
MelAbraham.com. Mel, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and have an amazing day.
And you do the same.